This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You got to get in your bag on a Friday afternoon right here in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., a Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 5:30 this afternoon. I almost said 7 o'clock because my brain is just wired to do so. We'll take your calls, 301-230-0980. A lot to talk about. Here in this hour and a half, we'll get it all in. Don't worry. Super six-pack coming top of the 5 o'clock hour. We'll get you some keys to victory. But I do want to start. It feels like news has just been buzzing all day long here for the old Burgundy and Gold. I didn't know this until I walked in the studio and was chopping it up with Ant and Chris Russell. The president is going to be at Northwest Stadium coming up on Sunday, 4:25 p.m. Eastern time. Manders and Lions in a game that you all know. I'm looking for something specific here coming up Sunday at 4:25. I'm looking for a group in Washington to compete. That's it. I'll be very straightforward about my expectations for Sunday afternoon. At some point throughout this hour and a half, I'm going to try to tell you why I think there's a chance that they'll win coming up on Sunday. But let's be real. That is the fan in me. That is the 14-year-old that saw, you know, this group go on a magical run back in 2012. That is the 17-year-old in me that saw this group under Taylor Heinicke and Ron Rivera make a playoff push. It's a Friday show, so I feel like you all know how I get down in terms of the way my emotions fluctuate throughout the week. This is probably the most confident I've felt all week, and I know still that there's probably not a chance in hell that they will win the game coming up on Sunday. Washington has lost four in a row. Three of those, the last three, by 21 or more points. Just the second time that this has happened in the 2020s as the 2020 Jaguars when they went on a three-game losing streak in which they lost by 21 or more points. So history in the 2020s actually on the line for Washington as well. We've talked about it all week long. But we let you hear from Dan Quinn yesterday, and the messaging from Coach Quinn really has been the same all year. He's been consistent in his approach and the way that he talks to the media. But as we say all the time in professional sports, you can't fake desperation. If they weren't desperate going into Sunday Night Football, a game in which they were still firmly in the NFC playoff picture, a game in which you're honoring Art Monk, you don't want to get embarrassed on national television, your desperation should have been at an all-time high, and it wasn't this past Sunday. Well, fast forward 7 days later, and you're going to be staring the same opportunity right in the face coming up this Sunday against the Detroit Lions. And I mentioned to start the show, I don't know what this does for them, if it gives them an added layer of motivation. I know what it will do. It'll make Josh Harris be on his toes. Donald Trump is in the building. As if they needed more reason to come out and get off of this nasty skid that they've been on. It has been super-duper tough to watch. It makes me sick every time I think about what happened this past Sunday. We did get some good news, though, here earlier this afternoon, and we will get to that as we roll throughout this opening hour. But for me, and look, I am a guy that believes in wins or losses. Point blank. That's the beautiful thing about pro sports, right? You either win or you lose. I'm normally not in the camp of rewarding and crediting a team for a moral victory. I'm searching for something. I'm searching for something coming up on Sunday. Show me that you have a pulse. Show me that you're still, that there's a heart beating inside the corpse right now of the Washington Commanders. Show signs of life, because you need it. As we talked about extensively yesterday. Hey, man, You don't want to run the risk if you're Dan Quinn and if you're the players in that locker room. You don't want to run the risk of this thing really going off the rails and now people are pointing fingers. And now people are second-guessing not only the plan in terms of schematically, but the plan in terms of, well, what are we doing here? We talked about it a great deal yesterday, talking about losing the locker room and the potential for that. You got to get off the schneid coming up on Sunday. And when I say that, I don't mean win. I do not mean win. You don't have to win Sunday. We'd love you to. It would really, and if we win on Sunday, how do you think the conversation shifts? Like, it's a totally different vibe all day long. People are going to start saying things that sound outlandish in terms of where they could actually get. If they win on Sunday, the vibe around here is totally different. It is. And I'm not even asking for you to win. That's the kill here. I'm not asking for you to win. I'm asking for you to compete. I'm asking for you to show signs of life. I'm asking for you to, once again, show me that there is a heartbeat in the 2025 Washington Commanders. Because right now, you dead and stinking. Point blank. And for some reason, and we'll talk about this as we roll throughout the show, this is why me and Ant's perspective on this is beautiful. We were talking about this morning. The only reason right now that I feel like this group has a chance, time is a flat circle. That's what somebody commented under my screaming video from this past weekend. That Linnell, someone commented, Linnell is having his RG3 moment all over again. Time is a flat circle. I hope to hell that's not what this is right now. Because I'm telling you, I'm a little bit older, blood pressure a little bit higher, put on some weight. I can't handle another Robert Griffin III-esque situation. I promise you. They'd have to make me do the show in a straitjacket. I'm telling you, I would be off my rocker. I don't think emotionally we can handle it as a fan base. But time is a flat circle. We've seen the unthinkable, specifically in our generation. Right? I'm talking about my folks that's in that age bracket of 18 to 35. We done seen crazy with this team. We've seen this team do the absolute unthinkable. Can I interest you in 2020? On the road, COVID season against the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers. What did this team do? With Alex Smith on one leg throwing a Cam Sims against arguably the best defense in football. What did we do? Shock the world. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen on Sunday. But there's got to be at least a chance, right? There's got to at least. And that's, if you think, they're not saying it just like this, but over in that building in Ashburn, I keep trying to relay it to y'all the best way that I can. There is no fight in grown-ass men. There's no quit, rather, in grown-ass men. They're not walking around the facility with their head down. They're not walking around the facility finger-pointing, at least I don't think. Because here's the thing. I go back to last year, and when you win six games on the final play of the game, you got a horseshoe up your ass. There's some luck involved. But what I don't think is luck is this, and this is why I continue to give them a fighter's chance, a puncher's chance, I think is the phrase, right? They like each other over there. They really bang with one another. I've been in that locker room, in the new revamped locker room. They're playing spades. They're hanging out. These boys really, these men, really rock with one another. And that's part of the reason why they were able to do what they did last year. It's a lot of the same cast of characters in there. I do not believe, as bad as it feels, to get spanked in three consecutive weeks the way that they have, something that did not happen at all last year under DQ, I think they're together. We haven't seen them quit. See, that's the thing. I'm not going to question their effort. I'm just going to tell you that I don't think they're that good right now. They're not playing well. It's not an effort thing. But Sunday, by hook or by crook through hell or high water, you have to find a way to compete. I don't think this fan base, me, can take it. Honestly, I'm not asking you to win the game. I understand that's probably unlikely. I want you to show me, as I've said several times here in the open, show me there's a heartbeat. Show me there's something on the inside of this group right now. Because right now, you look lifeless. What are you going to do about it? We got Joe Witt Jr. coming out of the sidelines. We talked about it yesterday. Realistically speaking, is that the change that was needed? We'll see Sunday. That's the beautiful thing about this. We get to find out sooner rather than later. And I'm telling you now, for two dudes that are tasked, three dudes, we talk about the DOC who we'll hear from in the 5 o'clock hour. Three dudes that are challenged with doing a 4 to 7 show daily on a terrible product, they should be paying us double. I can't watch it go off the rails. I can't. It would literally rip me to shreds because I didn't think, and we could play the audio after the Chargers game. What did I come out of my idiotic mouth and say? They're one of the 8 or 9 teams right now in the NFL that can win the Super Bowl, I think. They're on that short list of contenders. I said that out of my mouth. Do I believe that now? Of course not. Of course not. That's the thing I say. I'm a flip-flopper. I just get presented new information, and my opinion changes as a result. I'd be a damn fool if it's raining every day of the week, and then all of a sudden, boom, sunshine comes out, and I'm still wearing my rain gear. That's not what this is. What did Stephen A. Smith say on his Stephen A. list? It's fluid the way that I talk. It is. But I will say this. Sunday, 4:25 p.m. Eastern time from Northwest Stadium with Donald Trump in attendance. You got to compete. Not asking you to win. I understand it's a tall task. You are beat up. Toe up from the flow up in terms of the injury situation. I get it. Not giving you an out, but I get it. You got to compete, though. Point blank, everybody's check clears and gets cashed on Mondays. You go to the pay window every Monday. You got to give me something. I can't watch another beatdown. 4 out of the 9 games, you have looked like you don't belong in the other arena. Will that change coming up on Sunday? 301-230-0980 is the number. We did get some big-time news earlier this morning. I know Chris Russell talked about it extensively. I'll give you my thoughts coming up on the other side of the break. QB1 here in the nation's capital, Jaden Daniels, down but not out. I'll expound more upon that next. It's the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hope the Commanders don't get wiped down on Sunday by the Detroit Lions. We're breaking it all down till 5:30 right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. Lynnell Willingham, Anthony Haney, rocking with you on a Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Top of the 5 o'clock hour, myself and the super producer going to put 6 Commanders under the microscope that must play well in order for Washington to shock the world coming up Sunday against the Detroit Lions. Donald Trump going to be in the house. I actually do want to talk about that a little bit more, but I think, first of all, it doesn't impact the players at all. It would make Josh Harris a little on edge to me. If I'm an owner, knowing the business we talk about right now, and then knowing that stuff is in a real delicate spot in terms of RFK and all that, because I don't know if you saw Mayor Bowser under investigation for some stuff going on. We ain't gonna get into the politics though. We're gonna keep it what it's supposed to be. You got a chance to shock the world though coming up on Sunday, man. It is one of those situations where, like I said in the open, I just want to see you compete. I just want to see you fight. Not expecting a dub, but a little bit later on in the show, I'll tell you why there's a chance. We did get some big-time breaking news earlier this afternoon. We hinted at it yesterday. Kevin Sheehan heard from a little birdie. And the one thing I'll say about Sheehan's birds, they flock in unison. If Sheehan hearing from a birdie probably know what the drop is. Jaden Daniels. The dislocation seen around the world, not actually as bad as folks initially feared. Here is the head coach, Dan Quinn, on the next steps with QB1.
Start with just second opinions and getting all the information, you know, of what to do and how to do it. So I thought the guys nailed that. Dr. Nunziata ran point on that, but, you know, consulting all the people, and Jaden was involved with that as well. So it's a good deal with no surgery. Obviously, that makes a big difference when you have an injury, not to have to go down that road. I hope to give you guys an update after the bye week about where he is and, you know, where we go from there. But after that, I'll give you an update on where it's at, and we'll give us a couple weeks to get to that space. That's where we're at.
So good news. Great news. Jaden Daniels is going to be reassessed after the bye. I'm going to tell you what I think it means and where I'm leaning towards with this. As I've said all along, since Sunday, every chance I've gotten, if he's able to come back and he is medically cleared, I need to see him play. I just do. If he is medically cleared, I need to see him give it a go. And I know, I don't care if they're in the playoff hunt. I don't care if they're out of the playoff hunt. When he is medically cleared, he's got to give it a go for a multitude of different reasons. One, think about what this year has been for him. And the main reason to me why he has regressed, and I'm going to use the R word that y'all act like, you act like I'm cussing in church when I say regression. He has regressed a bit. But to me, the catalyst, the main reason for the regression is simply not enough time on task. What you all don't understand at times about professional football is this training camp garbage that the NFL has monetized off of and turned into a multi-billion dollar industry. Training camp in football are so different. Training camp in a real game are so, so different. And I think it's most different for the quarterback position. When you're in camp knowing you can't get hit, your mental clock is a little bit different, right? Your mental clock is a little bit different. You can hold it a tick longer. And the problem that we're seeing with JD5 right now, and when I say problem, I'm not acting like it's an every down thing. I'm not even going to act like it's an every week thing, but we've seen it in pretty much every game, not to where it's glaringly obvious and holding you back the way that it did, I thought, against Seattle. But we've seen it, right? Mental clock, internal clock, not being there, not letting go of the football, not playing on time, not playing in rhythm. The only way that improves is by playing. So this idea of, well, let me put him on ice so when the next time he plays in a real football situation, it's an even longer time than the last one, it don't make sense to me. It just doesn't. And I know what people are going to say. Well, Linnell, if he plays the final 6 weeks, it's not going to carry over to the offseason. It will. Muscle memory, people. Y'all don't get that? You need to see him do it, for one. I think there's a confidence piece that goes into it as well. I'm sure he would want to play just to get himself in some sort of rhythm, whether they're in the playoff hunt still or not. Those reps are invaluable. They are. Now, I understand what comes with this, right? I understand the other side of the coin. The other side of the coin is, well, Linnell, I don't want to play him because if he gets hurt, which unfortunately right now seems inevitable because every other time we've seen him, he's gotten hurt, right? And then he can't start the offseason healthy. That's a big problem if it happens. I would say so. So I get both sides of the conversation. I'm open. I'm all ears. Right? Word to J.P. Finley. I get it. But I'm saying, if you're scared, go to church. Point blank, this is football. You cannot have that mindset. You cannot have that mentality when it comes to this kid. First of all, he's got to learn how to protect himself. How does he do that? By playing and protecting himself. So this idea of him sitting, While I'm open to hearing it, I feel like it's such a contradiction. You want him to learn how to protect himself better. How does he do that? With live bullets flying at him. Point blank, period. I want you all to line up on the phones with your opinion at 301-230-0980. Based off the news you heard earlier this afternoon, and we just played it for you, Jaden Daniels and that dislocated elbow could be healed up after the bye week. They're going to reevaluate and reassess things after the bye. I have the hunch that, and this is what kind of frustrates me, if they lose on Sunday and then lose in Madrid, I think they proceed with a supreme amount of caution. If they somehow pull a rabbit out of their ass on Sunday and beat Detroit, I think he's back after the bye. No questions asked. 301-230-0980. Should Washington being in playoff contention or not, should that influence the decision of whether or not to bring back Jayden Daniels for the remainder of the season? 301-230-0980 is the number. Marvin and Landover are going to get us cracked off here. What's going on, Marvin?
What's up there, player?
What it do, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm just listening here, loving your show.
Appreciate you, man.
Hey, I just want to throw this one little thing out first. What do football players do?
Play football.
They play football. Damn it, he's a football player.
Yeah.
I'm really bad all week about people talking about the coach, talking about how he was wrong for having him in.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I can hear that a little bit, but go ahead.
I just want to throw this at you. I mean, I understand he could have took him out earlier, blah, 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 blah. But the whole point is football players play football. And we take that inherent risk every time you step on a football field.
Right.
He could have been hurt in the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. He could have been hurt on any play. All right? That play wasn't designed for JD to scramble. It was for him to let go of the ball.
Right.
And once again, that's probably the biggest problem this year. He's been hurt on most of the time on his scrambles because he's not letting go of the ball.
Yeah.
He's just playing hero ball. He's not trusting his wide receivers. He's not trusting they're going to get open. He's not trusting the time of protection. And he's basically taking shots while he's running. So his body's getting twisted. He's getting hurt. And that's kind of like how he's been hurt three of the four times. The other one was a blitz. It was a hammy. That's soft tissue. We don't care about those things. Nonetheless, should he play if he's healthy? You can see my mentality is always football players play football.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. I mean, if they're 3-8, okay, I would be just this kind of cautious.
By the way, if they're three and eight, that would be what, 5-6 games left? Yeah.
5 or 6 games left. So what I'm saying is I'd be extremely cautious in this respect. You're going to have to prove that you are 100%. I'm not putting you back out there at 90% or 85. You are going to be 100% with a record that bad. Okay? That's the only way he gets back on the football field, because I still need him to play. He needs to get trust. I don't even know if Terry's going to play anymore this year. Get some timing with that man.
I think that should definitely influence the decision as well. 301-230-0980 is the number. Jayden Daniels in the elbow injury. We heard from Dan Quinn. We've heard from Ian Rappaport earlier this afternoon. Not as severe as maybe initially thought. No surgery needed. Pretty clean dislocation. They're going to reevaluate him after the bye. The question is this. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Question is this. Should whether or not they're in playoff contention, should that influence whether or not he returns this season? Are you okay with Jayden Daniels coming back to play once he is healthy? Or are you of the mindset of, hey, let's just shut him down. Let's not risk our asset being injured going into the offseason. I think it's a fascinating conversation. We'll continue to talk about it coming up on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. It's Team 980. 301-230-0980 is the number. I want you lined up on the phones to talk about this. Dan Quinn, when he addressed the media after practice earlier this afternoon, he revealed to us that Jayden Daniels had a clean dislocation, no surgery needed. Question is this. Two-parter kind of for you. Just think about it here. If the Washington Commanders are not in playoff contention when he is cleared medically, should that influence whether or not he comes back? Put it to you this way. When he is medically cleared, should he return to the football field or should he shut it down until the start of the 2026 season? 301-230-0980. If you're just now joining us, I think the latter is ludicrous. Totally out of this world. Crazy to me. The more that I've gotten to think about it, how the hell, because I know what y'all are worried about. I think the number one reason for him not to play is because, well, I don't want him to get injured going into the offseason. If you want him to learn how to protect himself, damn it, what do you got to let him do? Protect himself. Point blank. 301-230-0980 is the number. And am I saying anything egregious here? If he is medically cleared, Good Lord, I was about to say, and you were the general manager, because I think it comes down to AP, coaches, all that. Lord knows how your Madden League is going. I don't know if I want you to be the general manager or anything, but would you let him play?
Yeah, I'm putting him back out there.
That's a fair.
Again, like, he needs the reps. Yeah. I think part of the reason he's struggling this season is because he hasn't had those reps.
Right.
He's been in and out of the lineups, and he hasn't had that chance to, you know, build the rapport, build chemistry, and things of that nature. And he's also just not seeing it the way, you know, he saw last year. So I think the only way he can do that is, you know, put him out there.
So you're willing to risk him not starting the offseason program on time if he's injured? Because there's another conversation that is going to come down the line. And I hate doing – I literally just got a text from – I'm going to leave him anonymous. Somebody I respect a hell of a lot. Grew up listening to, watching. He just said, hey, I didn't want to participate in the survey, bro. No hard feelings, basically. I just don't play the future game. It doesn't translate to what I do. And I get that. But there's a conversation down the line to be had. Think about this time last year. We were having conversations of give him a blank check when he's eligible. If he doesn't play 17 games next year, if he gets hurt next year, and he's eligible at the end of next year for the extension, I'm not giving it to him.
People just got to realize, though, also, this is year two. This is another developmental year for Jaden Daniels. This year has not been good.
It hasn't.
So guess what? Why not allow those last couple of games be games where, you know, he can build some momentum going into the next season? I think you look at a guy like Bryce Young, the end of his season last year, he was getting better and better and
now
better.
The Panthers are 5-4.
Exactly.
Like, so say what you want. That's one of the crazier stories right now in the NFL, by the way. But I think that's a tremendous point with Bryce Young. He was able to build that momentum going into the offseason. The other thing is going to be this, and now I'm doing being futuristic Fonzie is what I'll call myself. Is Cliff Kingsbury going to be here next year? Is he going to be running this offense? A lot of questions when you're 3-6. 301-230-0980 is the number. Enough of me, we will get to you. Dan Quinn announcing earlier, clean dislocation for Jaden Daniels. They're going to reassess things after the bye. I get a hunch that if he's healthy after the bye and they're in contention, he would play. Should that matter, though? Is whether or not the team is in playoff contention, should that influence the decision to bring Jaden Daniels back? When he is medically cleared, are you playing him or are you getting him ready for 2026? Let's go to Little. Wanting to chime in. What's up, Little?
Big fella, what's happening, man?
What's going on, man?
Into a finish center. Shout out to Ant-Man.
There we go. Hey, who you got tonight, man? Look, I think it's a good litmus test for the Terps because Georgetown ain't no joke.
Got the Hoyas.
Got the Hoyas. I dig it.
DC boy, man, but I like the Terps too.
I dig it. What you got, though, Little? Are you bringing them back, or are you sitting them down the rest of the way?
No, I'm sitting them down until the season is over. We win these next two. You shake your head and think about it. But see, the kid that had enough hard knocks, he realized now what he got to do. You either get your ass down or get out of bounds. See, I think he watching our Mariota. You know, Mariota be trying to take the ball, and he's taking them hits too. You see how Mariota playing, so he's just trying to prove himself. But let me piggyback off of what Cockadoodle-Doo was talking about.
Yeah.
Because he's already picked us at 4-12 by the time we get to Philly. Mr. Top Pronosticator. Top Pronosticator. Hey, look here, Rooster. Let me say this, my buddy. We ain't got to win till the next 5-10 years, man. We've been to the top of the Holy Grail four times. We should have won.
I rebuke us not winning for five years.
We got eight championships, too. But look, I'm to the teams that's got to worry like he was talking about. Guess what? We're talking about Detroit. We're talking about the Minnesota Vikings. Oh, let me scratch my head. I'm bald head. Oh, guess what? Buffalo ain't won nothing either. Have a great day, Rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Appreciate you, Little Daniel. What's chiming? What's up, Daniel?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going swell.
Doing great. Just want to start off the call saying I was born in 1991.
Okay.
In May. So I've been a diehard fan my whole life. It's been, you know, tough. I will say I'm on board with you, man. I definitely, if he's back healthy, you got to play him. He needs the reps. You can tell, you know, especially this year that he, you know, I know the receiving core has been down. I know we have a lot of injuries, but you can tell he just looks a little off compared to last year.
Totally agree.
I do think last year, as he came in, you know, being the kid, and he proved it. He proved he's our guy. He proved it. I love him. We should be happy for him. But I am a little concerned on his, you know, running issues. But, dude, the dude is here to play for us. He wants this. He does it all. And he does it all because the rest of the team around him is not up to his, you know, his want, his skill level. We need better players around him. And
see,
he needs
Daniel, I think I get the premise of your call. I gotta put this narrative to bed while we because I keep hearing it. I don't give a rat's ass who's that wide receiver. Let the damn ball go. Stop making these excuses for him. That because the receiving core is what it is, he's holding on to the ball. Nobody want to hear that, man. You play to win. It don't matter who's around you. How many good receivers you think is going to be around him when he's off that rookie contract and he's making $70 million annually? He's got a, what they say on, what's the joint? Elsa? Let it go. Let it go, Jaden. Point blank. Like, I don't care who's out there wide receiver. I'm so done with this narrative that, like, oh, well, he doesn't have wide receivers out there, so that's why he's holding on to the football. It's a combination of things. But that should be the really the one that's least important. Whoever's out there, it's your job as the quarterback to go put the ball on them by hook or by crook through hell or hot water. And this is the funny thing. And I'll never forget standing last year at camp with you. We was laughing at Damir Bird because how little Damir Bird was. We was like, Ant might be able to go out there and make something shake because Damir Bird has. We was as the kids, we kept saying, okay, he looked thick. He got a thicker lower half, paws. Like he looked like an athlete, like he could do it. But before Jaden Daniels was putting the ball on him and making him look good, who the hell was Olamide Zaccheaus? Y'all would have been, if he was in here doing this, y'all would be saying the same thing. Jaden getting the ball out on time is why things worked last year. Didn't matter who he was throwing to. Now, Terry obviously dictates coverage, I give you that. But what the hell was De'Ami Brown? When Jaden putting that thing on him, he looks all world. Oh, man. He's all world. When Jaden doing his damn job, he's all world. So I'm at a mindset, man. I'm tired of hearing it, if I'm being honest. 301-230-0980 is the number. We found out earlier this afternoon, Jaden Daniels, that dislocation clean. They'll reassess things after the bye. The question is this. If he's healthy, are you playing him? Or are you sitting him until 2026? Daryl wants to chime in. What's going on, Daryl?
Hey, what's happening? How you doing?
What's going on?
Diehard fan.
As and we all are, brother.
Interesting. Yeah, yes, yes. Football players do play football. And I didn't play football on a high level. But what I do find interesting, what is the difficulty with understanding at the quarterback position, even though it's changed over the years, running quarterbacks are more prolific in the league. But if we go back to like Eli Manning, his brother Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, those guys realized they didn't have athletic gifts, and the only way they could survive was to not get hit. So even the idea, like when Robert was here, we had to learn how to slide. This is seems silly to me. Get out of bounds, stop fighting for extra yardage, and live to fight another day.
Yeah.
I mean, he's simply his frame. You know, he doesn't have the biggest of frames, so he's not gonna be able to take to getting twisted or turned and all those things. So if the play's dead, like you said, get rid of the ball. His long-term health and benefit to the team is much greater than subjective 4 or 5 yards extra he gets on a play. I just don't see it.
It's just about picking your spots. I think I totally agree with you.
Yes, absolutely. He picks his spots when you got an opening goal, but immediately get down. You know, Cam Newton was a big guy who used to run, and he actually took on plays. He took on contact. I'm not saying that ended his career, but it certainly didn't help with the chronic injuries, with his accuracy and all that kind of stuff. You know, Randall Cunningham, Cordell Stewart, those guys ran, but they weren't actively taking on hits. It's a new league. The players are too big, too fast. It's a really simple thing. Yeah. Just get down.
Got to protect yourself. Got to protect yourself. You are the asset. Daryl, I appreciate you. Hope you enjoy your weekend, man. 301-230-0980 is the number. When we come back, Super Six Pack coming up top of the 5 o'clock hour. On the other side of the break, how dare we get into some keys to victory? I know they don't have a shot, right? How can there be keys? There has to be. We'll tell you them next on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere. It's Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on a Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today, Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 530. Hoyas and Terps from the Xfinity Center coming up. 6 o'clock tip-off. Pre-game coverage gets going right here at 5:30 on your flagship home for Maryland Terrapins basketball. The Team 980 Commanders and Lions coming up Sunday. In about 10 minutes, me and Ant will put six dudes under the microscope for our Super Six Pack, who's got to play well, who's got to be in the mix for Washington to have a shot to upset the Detroit Lions coming up on Sunday. I want to get you some keys, though. How do they get it done? I'll be real. My first key is really not a key. Because I told you all at the start of the show, you would have to be clinically insane. I'm being honest with you. You would have to be clinically insane to realistically think that they have any chance in hell on Sunday. I'm going to be very honest. What have they shown you over the past month where they've lost four in a row? Three of those by 21 or more points. What have they shown you during that period of time that should give you any sort of confidence that they've got a puncher's chance on Sunday? Nothing. So I'm not going to sit here and try and BS you or pull wool over your eyes. It's a potential that this gets ugly coming up on Sunday. And I look, I know people don't want to hear that. I know the guys in the locker room don't want to hear that. I don't even want to hear myself say it. But I got to go by what you show me, not what you say. When we continue to hear changes are being made, guys are putting in the extra work, so on and so forth. I believe that that is happening. I do. But the bottom line is, haven't seen it. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed from Dallas to Kansas City to Seattle this past weekend. Nothing has changed. Why is this weekend any different? You can say, well, maybe your backs weren't against the wall. Your backs have been against the wall. Backs have been against the wall. What's different about this Sunday? Well, I always say it, right? Might as well put it on a t-shirt. You can't fake desperation. Well, if you weren't desperate last week, please say you're desperate now. Please, that's all I want you to do is compete coming up on Sunday. So that's my first quasi key. Is I just there's just a level of fight that I want to see from the team. And I know that's not a key, I admitted as much before we got started. Let's get into the X's and O's of this thing. To me, the key, the number one key for Washington, it starts on defense, right? Because I think offensively, even with Marcus Mariota, I think we all have more confidence in what they can do offensively versus what they can do defensively. But when you go back and look at this past weekend, right? You go back and look at this past weekend and what got the Lions off kilter, what really changed things for them? Pressure. Pressure, 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 pressure. That's the key to me. Double A gap blitzes. Make Jahmyr Gibbs show you that he can pass protect. Make Jahmyr Gibbs show you that he can pass protect. Because I briefly mentioned it earlier. Eric Wilson, man, took his ass to school. Punked him for the better part of that football game. In terms of his unwillingness, talking about Gibbs, his unwillingness, right, to give a valiant effort in pass pro. There are times where he hit the ole and just turned to let him go because he was tired. Again, popped in his mouth. Bobby Wagner, Jordan McGee, Frankie Louvu. I don't care if the ball's out. You can hit the back. Hit his ass. I'm telling y'all, if you haven't played it, you don't quite understand it. And I'm talking about at any level. Jokers just don't want to sit there and get punched in their face for 60 minutes. They don't. It takes a special sicko to be okay with it. Jahmyr Gibbs showed me last year and last week against Minnesota. He's Sonic, whatever you want to call him, right? The most dangerous dynamic back in football, potentially. Him and Bijan and Saquon are kind of, you know, going back and forth on holding that crown. There's a physicality that his game lacks. And I think Washington, if they're going to have a chance, you got to expose that. If you're Joe Witt Jr., heat him up. Heat him up. Jared Goff last week was pressured 20 times. Right? Where did that rank last week in the National Football League? Any guess? One of the highest in football. You got to show me this week, if you're Washington, right? You got to show me some dog. Because that's what it's going to take defensively. That is what it's going to take defensively. He was the most pressured quarterback in the NFL last week. Talking about Jared Goff. Him and Pat Mahomes. Can you replicate the game plan? Right? Can you replicate the game plan? They held Detroit to 5.7 yards per pass play. Held them to 65 yards on the ground. 3.3 yards a pop. Average time to throw for Jared Goff, third worst in the NFL this past weekend. So the formula is out there. I know we talk about Detroit in this light of which in which they're like unbeatable. I'm not saying they're unbeatable compared to the rest of the NFL. I'm just saying I think it's going to be hard for us because we're not as good as some other teams. I don't think we're as good as Minnesota. Can you play as good as they played on Sunday? If you can replicate the game plan defensively, and I think you have the linebackers to do it, right? Eric Wilson is no Frankie Louvu coming downhill, who should be feeling thankful that he's getting the opportunity to play this weekend. That, to me, is my number one defensive key. You got to pressure Jared Goff. I think double-A gap blitzes are the way to do it. We just gave you the numbers on how Detroit was able to get it done. My offensive key feels like we've been talking about this same offensive keys every damn week, all season long. It's the same thing for me. Stay on schedule, possess the football. That's it. And the running game's got to be a big part of what you do. Last week, they ran it at 5 yards a pop against Detroit. So this may be the opportunity for this Commanders rush defense, rushing offense rather, to get back on track. It may be their opportunity to get back on track as a run defense. On the year, which is crazy, Detroit is a top 10 run defense in the NFL. So I don't know, what about the scheme, what KOC and company put together that allowed them to hit on these runs? Washington's got to try to emulate it. And most importantly, stick with it. J.J. McCarthy threw the football 25 times last week. That's the sweet spot for Marcus Mariota on Sunday. If he goes over 30 attempts, you probably don't win. Means the running game is not getting going. Because I know what they're going to do on the perimeter. Hey, good luck. Good luck. Top of the 5 o'clock hour coming right at you. Only a half hour left to go on the program before we hand things over to Hoyas and Terps basketball. Locking horns over at the Xfinity Center. Later tonight, when we come back, our Super Six Pack, the top six Commanders, we're putting under the microscope who must play well in order for Washington to shock the world. That's next here on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.